proposals to cut the federal workforce 10%. If you look at certain things, over the vacation, I was off 2 weeks, as I guess you were, and I read every paper I could get my hands on.
Isn't it great?
And I couldn't pick up a paper. I literally could not pick up a paper that did not have an anti-federal worker story in it. And that included the Washington Post. TSA screeners, so awful that airports are planning to privatize. The IRS is once again being urged to privatize collections. FAA criticized because of the controller errors in the Washington area. And then all of these stories about state governments, which kind of in people's minds run into the federal
And along
government.
Those lines, the New York Times has just done two stories, and we have them linked up on the Dorabeck Insider Must Read list today, but about public worker unions.
Absolutely.
And public worker unions really getting a lot of attention right now, and people saying, hold on, we have these enormous pensions, and it's happening more at the state and local level, but I keep saying, watch what's going on at the state and local level, because it gurgles up.
California owes more money than most countries have, period, in their reserves. No, it is interesting. This happened in the 60s. A lot of big city mayors, New York it comes to mind, and in a lot of states, they just really gave the unions what they wanted because it was public money.
Right.
And it wasn't coming out of anything, and it was all in the future. And then these bills came due, and it's starting to happen again. People are seeing it. And Governor Cuomo, when he was sworn in Albany a couple of days ago, he said, you can't underestimate the problems we're facing. And there's this worry that there was a story about Montgomery County officials in the Washington area making more money than the people in Obama's cabinet.
Yeah.
And it's just everywhere.
Well, and then you see those just sleazy people in Southern California who are giving milking the system and just taking astronomical,
right.
I mean, sometimes million-plus salaries.
Right. A tiny town.
A tiny town.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
they had that much money.
Well, they didn't.
They had nothing else. No garbage pickup for 2 years.
Yeah, and so it creates this atmosphere where people are very nervous. That being said, I almost wonder, when we had the story yesterday about the pay freeze, the first details on the pay freeze coming out from OPM, and we're hearing that union employees, guess what, they have collective bargaining agreements, so you can't just freeze their pay.
That's right, yeah. The places like the FAA and whatnot, where they have these agreements, they will be continued. And this is reminiscent of the Nixon years, I believe it was, when they were whipping inflation now, and the idea they had wage and price controls, and then it's easy to say we're going to freeze everything, and everybody says, I couldn't agree more, Chief, but you don't mean me, right? And then you come in with these exemptions and whatnot, so it's going to be much easier said than done.
We always point to the GS system, yet it's not that simple of a process.
It's not that simple, and there are a number of things in there. Of course, the people who are transitioning back from the National Security Personnel System back into the GS system, and what happens to them, and what about statutory raises and raises where they would have been. So we're going to be years sorting this one out. Our grandchildren will be covering this issue.
On your turn, every Wednesday morning, 10 o'clock, you're going to talk to Tom Trabucco of the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board.
Exactly. He's Director of External Affairs.
Right.
And, you know, people have a lot of questions about it's interesting. John Bogle, the founder of the index fund, Jane Bryant Quint, Alan Roth, who was a CBS MarketWatch thing, they all say the same thing.
It's the best plan out there.
Greatest thing since sliced bread. But that said, a lot of people in the plan think it could be better. They want more choices. They want to be able to day trade. They don't like that term, but they want to be able to move their money around. And there are a lot of things coming up. And also the Roth option, we'll find out how close we are to that. Being able to put your unused annual leave into the TSP when you retire. So there's a variety of changes coming up in the TSP. The 2010 fund is gone.
And I've already seen some gurgling because gold had a phenomenal 2010.
Oh, yeah.
And people saying, hold on, why don't we have a gold fund?
Right, exactly. The gold bugs weren't. And it was interesting. 4 years ago, there was this tremendous push from the real estate lobby, which is very influential, very powerful, with both political parties, to get a REIT fund, a real estate investment trust fund, into the TSP. And people were saying we could make a fortune, we could do this. And the TSP folks said, look, you've got REITs, a small group of REITs in your regular funds, but you don't want to be entirely in REITs. And then guess what? The real estate market fell apart.
Not quite
so if you had a REIT fund, the time to buy it would have been 2 years ago when it was at rock bottom. But that's when people bail out. So it's there are worse things than broad-based index funds.